I will conduct my quiz after the news. The correct answer to the quiz, Halley's Comet comes every 76 years. If you're a Collingwood supporter, here's your chance to show your intellectual credentials. Call now. 1-300-222-774. Waleed, good morning. I'm very much engaged this morning in smashing stereotypes.
Hey?
Yeah. You of all people should appreciate this.
Why?
Well, because a stereotypical picture of you would be that you're actually really interesting and exotic because you're a Muslim of Egyptian background.
Therefore, I'm exotic.
Well, you're actually a lot less interesting than it would seem at
first.
Right,
so I smash that stereotype.
You are, in your own way, smashing that stereotype.
You know how to pay me a compliment, Red. It's fabulous.
I have been in the process this morning of concocting a list of questions.
This is the Collingwood thing.
The notion is that all Collingwood fans are stupid and they don't know anything. And I've concocted a quiz.
Well, clearly that's not true. They must know something.
Yeah, but they could be led down the wrong path and make the obvious wrong answer.
Well, they've obviously done that at least once.
Yeah. And I've got Jim on the line. He's a Collingwood supporter. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Red.
Now, I've got a number of questions here. You are a Collingwood supporter?
I can affirm that.
Do you have tattoos?
I do not.
Do you have teeth?
I have a complete set of teeth.
Oh, see? Okay, here are your questions. If I say, what number do you associate with pi?
With pi?
Yes.
Well, I think of 3.1415926535897923.
Oh, that's very good.
Keep going.
I'll stop
8, 4, 6, 2, 6, something or other.
The incorrect answer is 4 and 20.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Who wrote Mark Twain's autobiography?
Samuel Clemens.
See? What would the obvious answer be?
Well, I suppose you say Mark Twain, but that's a nom de plume.
Oh, see?
Can I... Hang on.
Polymath.
Are these a list of questions that you've been asking all morning, or what is this?
Stop talking now, Waleed. This is a bit of a trick question. What would you call... here are some words that all sound the same. Two, T-O, two, T-double-O, two, T-W-O. How would you describe that class of things?
They are homophones.
But a little like pie and pie.
Yes, indeed.
Are you sure you're a Collingwood supporter?
I'm absolutely a Collingwood supporter, and I'm going to the match.
I want to see a certificate or something.
Yeah. How often does Halley's Comet come around?
76 yearly, and I must say I do enjoy its depiction on the Bayeux Tapestry.
That's very nice.
Oh, for extra points.
Very nice.
Jim, you have nailed it for once and for all. Congratulations. You are the intellectual Collingwood supporter.
Thank you. I'm very honoured.
Thank you very much for calling.
He just confirmed a stereotype. He's the intellectual Collingwood supporter. Like, there's one.
See, what I try and do, Waleed, is get the gags in the cracks without actually making it, like,
was that a gag?
Bleeding obvious.
Sorry, I couldn't tell it was a gag.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
You're saying you were smashing stereotypes. I was taking it at your word. Apparently, I can't.
Do you reckon Mark R.B. be Lebanese?
Don't know.
I'm just pursuing the stereotypes.
It's possible. What stereotype is relevant to him?
Well, he's the sports minister.
Therefore, he's Lebanese. Huh?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what you...
No, just curious about the name. I'm always curious about names.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Red's not your name.
Yes, it is.
It really is?
I've met one Redmond in my entire life.
Redmond. Redmond means a lot to me because I studied at Melbourne University. Of course, there's the Redmond Barry.
There is indeed. I've never met him.
No, you wouldn't have.
I did steal the letters off his building, though.
Redmond Barry, he was the guy who hanged Ned Kelly, wasn't he? Or sentenced him.
Sentenced him, yes. And famously...
And you took your cues from that.
Famously died before Ned, I think.
I think that's almost right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a great story.
The only Redmond I've met is Paul Redmond Mullet.
Oh, but that's middle name.
Yeah, but it's still a proud name.
So I would have met more Waleeds than you would have met Redmonds.
I would say
You're the one with the weird name.